Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three of the most authoritative voices in video games journalism. My name is Tommy Daslow. We also have, to my immediate right,
Adam
you'd
Knox.
Say your own name.
Well, I thought you were going to, I didn't, usually when someone introduces someone.
Porky Pig, everyone.
Well, I obviously was thrown by the fact that you didn't say my name during an introduction. Nobody would go like, please welcome to the stage.
Yeah, but I gave you a look as if to go like, get off
All right, well, my name's Adam Knox. I have a PhD in video games. I'm an authority. I got it from the School of Fuck You, Tommy. It's a very popular school.
The world's leading video games academy. Yeah,
it's they regret the name, but it was a heated moment and they signed the forms already. And to my immediate right.
I did that it on purpose.
That wasn't
you fucking
a joke.
Idiot.
There were like 3 seconds there where that wasn't a joke.
No, there was no seconds there when it wasn't a joke.
You haven't said your name still.
Master of Improv, as we all know that, Ben Vanell. I don't have any degrees in video games.
What do you have a degree in?
Philosophy and literature.
Really?
Is that true? You studied philosophy.
Yeah.
What a wanker.
Oh, fuck.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was great.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. It makes you real sad though. Because it makes you understand how, you know, meaningless life is. So let's talk about some video games, shall we?
You need to study philosophy to work that out. I don't know. I feel like that's front and center of pretty much every human interaction.
You think you're better than Plato and Aristotle and Socrates, do you?
In many ways, yeah. I'm better at video games than him.
Better at not being a dead cunt.
Yeah.
Let me in.
Who's that? No, it's not me talking to myself, in spite of how it might sound at home. Please welcome onto Filthy Casuals, Demi Lardner.
Yeah, I got my name said.
Yeah.
I had a whole bit.
The one person you... Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go back. Okay.
No.
Rewind.
I was just going to say John C. McGinley. It wasn't going to be...
Oh, from Scrubs.
Yeah. From Scrubs and Point Break.
Very true.
He's and in Platoon, I think.
He is in Platoon.
Is he?
Sergeant.
Yeah.
He's in Rob Schneider's The Animal.
Office Space.
He's in Office Space.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in Office
Space.
He's
one of the two consultants. Of Shrubs.
Shrubs?
Are you thinking of weeds?
Guys, that's by the end
not
of this.
Shrubs.
Okay.
It's all the same characters, but they're horticulturalists.
Yeah.
They're tree surgeons.
At the end of the day, you can't save every bush's life, I guess. That's like a scrub song that we'll
play. That is Shrubs. Oh, fuck.
So they come back second season and they've all deferred. They've all dropped out of nursing or doctoring or whatever they were doing. Doctoring.
They were all doctoring.
Some were doctors. Yeah. Carla was a nurse.
So we start with Zach Braff. He's at the first day of horticultural school and he's like, man, it's really sad that I'm not going to see Turk and all the other ones anymore. And by sheer stroke of coincidence, they've all done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Let's put cards on the table. We've been sitting around here going, what video game stuff can we talk about this week? Because you guys are just playing Fallout 4 again.
Yep.
There's no big news. Let's just write an episode of Shrubs. But Demi, welcome onto the show.
Thank you.
You asked us just before we started recording what this is, what happens on the show.
Yes.
What games do you play? What's your experience with games?
Well, to be honest, I still haven't finished Skyrim because I was having way too good of a time. So, like, I would just walk around and, like, grab a bunch of cabbages and throw them off a cliff and be like, I'm playing.
So that was your good time in Skyrim?
Yeah, like
I thought you meant a good time in real life.
Just like, yeah, you played Skyrim for a bit, stopped playing video games, yeah. Chucked some cabbages around.
My favorite thing was when I was on the same PS3 as my all my housemates, and they had their Skyrim accounts on there, and they weren't finished either. And I would get onto theirs and just collect bowls, just put all their stuff in a chest, and go around and get like 1,000 bowls, and they'd be like, "What the fuck happened to my game?"
Just wait, because I've never played it. You go around getting bowls?
Like, it's just stuff. You can just pick stuff up and have it in your inventory.
Is this game just like you're running around Bed Bath and Table or something?
Kind of. There's a lot
I love it.
It's a nice random video game.
There's a lot of people on the internet who get like 500 cheese wheels and put them in the house of some character they don't like so the character can't get out because there's all the cheese wheels in front of them.
A cheese wheel's the best object for blocking a doorway.
It's really big and, like, it's ridiculous the amount of stuff you can carry. And when you put it down, you're in, like, a pause screen. And then so when it unpauses, they're all just like...
Yeah.
It's really great.
I might go in on this. This sounds fun.
It's so good. Yeah. I'm going to buy a PlayStation today so I can get my old Skyrim for my old housemate.
Just wait, today you're going to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we should have... Should have taken the recorder along to the shop.
Oh,
recorded live Demi purchasing a PlayStation.
Some roving reports.
Oh man, that'd be such good content.
I also just finished playing Monkey Island.
Oh yeah,
man, Monkey Island's real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, those point and click games. When we were at PAX the other weekend, I didn't mention this, but we saw a guy dressed as the tentacle from Day of the Tentacle.
Oh yeah,
guy could have been a girl. We don't know.
That's true.
Very could have been a tentacle.
Androgynous costume. And it made me think I should go back in on Day of the Tentacle. Fantastic game. Did you ever play one of those
games? No, I don't know what that is.
They're doing a remake of that, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure there's like an HD version of that coming out.
I think it's one of those ones where those kinds of things get floated all the time, where it's like we're bringing it back and then the Kickstarter doesn't raise enough money or people just kind of lose interest. Mm. Monkey Island, I've never played that one because those are like the original ones of like the in that same era and same wheelhouse, the old point and click, the old... Picking, clicking on a little.
We talked about it last week because Ben Russell spoke about loving Paul Schaefer's games. He said, "Tim Schaefer."
Paul Schaefer.
I never played Day of the. Actually, I played a bit of Day of the Tentacle, but I never got into it. But Monkey Island, woof, big time.
Yeah, here
we go. So sad. I reckon they're more satisfying if you get something right and you clear a bit.
Yeah,
it's so much more satisfying than anything in current games. I reckon.
Yeah.
I found an article here, Day of the Tentacle Remastered. It should be out in early 2016. And then just under the article, these 18 images may prove the existence of aliens.
Fuck.
Fuck. Can we pause the podcast?
No, again, we have nothing else to talk about. Let's talk about this on the podcast.
Do you believe in aliens, Tommy?
I do believe in aliens, yeah.
Demi?
I don't know.
But you've never given it any thought. Any critical thought. Decide now on the podcast.
The thing is, here's... All right, this might be boring. So I am little. People tell me what to do. So I'm like, I'll just keep waiting for people to tell me what to do because they think I'm a child and I'll act like a child. So if anybody tells me anything, I'll believe it. And then if the next person I talk to tells me the opposite,
It's kind of a good way to go about living your life, just on the current evidence at hand.
Yeah.
I will
say
you're very easy to book for podcasts and gigs based on that. You literally, every time I've asked you to do something, you just do it.
Yeah.
Every time I go, do you want to come do the podcast tomorrow? You just go, yes.
Yeah.
You're the least stress-free person to deal with.
The least stress-free?
The least stressful person to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah. People at home knew what I was saying.
I don't think they did.
That being said, you did... come here half an hour late because you didn't wake up until 1 p.m.
Yeah, well, 2 minutes too. This is what I slept in.
Really?
Yes.
You're like fully clothed.
Yep.
Was this a deliberate thing so you could like get out of bed and just come straight?
I was watching Point Break and I fell asleep.
What bit?
Actually, it was right before the big wave. So it's like, come on, man. This is what my life's been leading up to. And Keanu's like, whoa. And then he walks away.
Oh, so you're right at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that movie until like a year ago.
I've never seen Point Break. They're doing a remake of it.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it either. I've seen the clips, you know, the famous clips.
Yes. I saw a trailer for it. It looks completely terrible.
It looks real bad. And it also looks like they've just like, it's just way more stylized. They're like, instead of a guy with a backpack with money in it, it should be just a big cube of money. And we'll drop it from the plane and nobody can spend it. It's like, it looks
real fun. The first one, did the first one have all the extreme sports in it too, or was it just?
Yeah, well, it's just that like Bodhi, the guy, which is the name of a dog that I had, comes to this dude's door at like 4 a.m. and he's like, "Hey, bro, we're gonna jump out of a plane."
But they're cops, like, okay. As well, right? Or are they robbers?
No, so one of them's a cop. Keanu Reeves is a cop.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, and okay. You know what? I hadn't seen like enough. Yeah, I think the only things I've ever seen Keanu Reeves in, and I always think he's Adrian Brody, is Point Break and The Matrix. Like, that's all I've ever seen
him
in.
Yeah. You should watch Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula. He does the worst acting I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Is that a real movie?
It's
it's Gary Oldman's Dracula.
Every part of that movie other than Keanu Reeves is pretty good.
And
Keanu Reeves is trying to do this British accent.
Oh, that's terrible.
And like, there's this big bit where like these ghost horses show up to pick him up to take him to Dracula's castle. And he's like, clearly the script says something like, Keanu Reeves' character looks shocked and amazed at these ghost horses like any human being would. And instead he stiffens his face and he looks at it like he's just looked into a toilet he's taken a shit in. And he just goes like, what do you want me to do, boss? And like, he's just so, I'm sorry, Dracula, if I caused you any, he doesn't call him Dracula.
That's a great script direction. Like,
yeah.
Anytime you see someone on screen and they've got a really specifically weird look on their face, I always wonder, is it something like that in the script? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Keanu looks like, I mean, they're not using the actor's name, but like, look as if you're looking into a toilet that you just did a big shit in. You can put that in as a scriptwriter going, well, the audience are never going to see this.
Yeah.
Because you want a specific reaction.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what kind of ones.
But if you got some weird actor and you wrote, look at this as though you just looked into a toilet you've taken a shit in, and they just do a huge grin. Take a little photo. Come and look at this, Matt!
Double thumbs up straight into the barrel of the camera.
they lick their lips.
I didn't like the reference to Marge. It makes me sad every time.
Who's Marge?
Marge, the reins are in.
Yeah, the mechanic.
Oh, that's not what I meant. It's just the first name I could think of for some reason.
It's a trigger for
me. What about this? Best Dracula.
Oh, good question. From Castlevania. Back to video games.
There you go.
Oh.
Good one. What about you, Big Bad Benny?
I don't know. There's like, Count Duckula.
Oh, yep. Very good.
Oh,
yeah. Very
good one. Was Leslie Nielsen ever a Dracula?
That was going to be my
idea. Yeah, Leslie Nielsen,
Dracula, dead and loving it.
Yeah.
I read an article yesterday about Leslie
Nielsen.
It's just
dawned on me how truly funny that is as a title.
Yeah.
Dead and loving it.
Apparently, Leslie Nielsen had no sense of humor.
Like, right.
About anything ever. Oh my
and that's why he was so good at being straight-laced about stuff.
Oh my god.
Because he genuinely didn't understand most of the jokes.
That's right. I love that so much.
It made me kind of sad. I don't know. Like, I thought he was doing real well.
I cried so hard when I found out that he died.
Yeah.
My dad called me and he was like, I have something to tell you. And I was like, what? And he came and picked me up from my house. Like, I was staying at my mum's house and he was like, okay, and he like handed me the newspaper, and I just cried for a couple of hours.
Wow, that's a real old-fashioned way to learn about something.
Yeah, it's like giving you a telegram.
It wasn't even he came to tell me in person; he came to make me read.
Yeah,
so weird.
Your dad, and we talked about this on the Little Dum Dum Club episode that you did the other week when we were in Adelaide. Your dad picked us up from the airport.
Oh my god, your dad
is how I found out that Charlie Sheen probably has HIV.
Oh wow, yeah.
We got into the car. That was the first thing he said.
The first thing that he said to me.
He's
after
on the ball.
He hasn't seen me for 4 months. The first thing he said was, Demi, Charlie has HIV.
Yeah. And then he backs it up. He follows it up and he goes, yeah, they reckon he's taken enough drugs for 2.5 men.
Oh,
and I go, okay, so this isn't a true story. It's a bit. And then I'm just on my phone and I see it's coming up on the news. I'm like, oh, it's real. And he's like, yeah, of course it's real. I'm like, you can't say a headline and then say a punchline immediately afterwards.
It's not a
you
late
stupid
show
old
monologue.
Man.
I was reading about how apparently there's a lot of fear in the porn community now because Charlie Sheen fucked so many porn stars. They're worried that some porn stars have HIV now.
Well,
anyway,
do you think
this is
the porn
cast.
Well, wait. Do you think porn stars are dumb enough to fuck Charlie Sheen without protection?
Exactly, right? Yeah. Like, if your job is to fuck, like, if you're a builder, you know how to climb a ladder, right?
If you climb a ladder, you wear a helmet.
Yeah exactly. Exactly.
I always put a condom on before I climb a ladder.
fuck. Oh.
This is a great episode of a video games podcast so far.
Yeah, should we?
But like
yeah.
we said, we're thin on the ground this week. You are. Yeah. What do you? What did you play growing up, Demi? What age did you come into games?
I remember like the best Christmas I ever had was when I got given a Game Boy Advance.
Oh,
I don't think I ever finished a game on it though. Because I would just buy new games. It's like, hey, you never finish a book. But I had like a Harry Potter game. I had like a Yoshi's Island thing, and all this other shit. And I just never
Harry Potter
them.
Games.
Yeah, what's going on there?
They were shit.
Yeah,
they were real shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not surprised. Like, as if you would put effort into a Harry Potter. But game. It's like, you know it's going to sell really well.
Great
anyway.
Material to.
I disagree completely.
Harry
Potter's the lamest shit in the world.
What?
You can't make a video game out of it either because like. Apparently, they're really restrictive with the stories, and they won't let you do little side stories or whatever with Harry Potter.
Oh, really?
Because J.K. Rowling like owns all the shit.
Yeah, like
so
there's
you
a secret.
Could hypothetically go like, all right, let's make it about like these hunters going to get like a rogue wizard or something that could be a cool story.
Yeah.
But it's got to be like, no, it's three teenagers in high school, but some of them can do a little bit of magic.
And you know how it's going to end because it's like it has to be the movie.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly.
But like there could be like just like a secret little door where you go in and you just have to convince Dumbledore to suck your dick or something. But they won't.
But they can't do it.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling has an iron grip on the Harry Potter franchise.
And you keep sending her those letters and she just refuses to.
Let me make something where Dumbledore gets to suck my dick. That's all I want, J.K.
When she carks it.
Yeah. Maybe it's because she thinks I'm writing her jokes every time because I end it with JK.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Have you rolling in the aisles?
Oh. Oh. Let me ask you this question, Adam Knox. At what point of continually pretending to be a bad comedian are you actually just a bad comedian?
It's a really good question. We discussed that last night.
I have to say that I hope he never changes. And if I ever get enough money, I'm going to pay him to stay like this and be my jester.
That's all I'm trying to get.
Yeah,
that's all I want.
You should be like when they have kids doing Class Clowns now, which is like a comedy competition for high school kids that you've previously won. They should bring you in. They should bring you in as like the Scared Straight program of that, where they're like, now look, before you enter, this is what can happen.
I'll get right up in the kids' faces and tell them bad jokes really loudly.
Yeah, okay. Your entrance is you slipping on a banana peel.
Yeah.
Back to the Harry Potter thing quickly. I think, you know, when JK carks it, and not JK from Jamiroquai, sorry, just to clarify. JK Rowling.
Not JK Simmons.
Not JK
either.
Simmons.
Okay.
Yes?
Is she rolling or is she dragging?
The comedy of Adam Knox.
That was not my tempo.
That was the...
I got you, Demi.
I love Ben.
Oh, there's so many
options.
I
didn't want to say it. I looked into the middle distance.
The first time we've ever been lost for words.
No, I just wanted to... You skipped so quickly and I was trying to ask when Adam Knox did Class Clowns.
2006.
How old were you?
16. I would have been 16.
Wow.
I could tell you some of my jokes if you want.
Oh, I would
want to do a sign by.
And then we can talk about J.K. Rowling dying.
Do you want to know the first joke I ever told?
Yes.
I came out on the main stage of the Melbourne Town Hall and I said, hello, everybody.
And you won. You won. You said.
I am less confident now than when you were 16.
No, this is how I acted then. I'm doing a voice. Hello, everyone. Before I begin, I've been asked to give you some bad news. Charlie Sheen's got HIV. No, I had to say. You have to keep in mind as well. This is 2006, so this is at the height of.
Is this still part of it?
Yeah.
You're telling people, guys. Just keep in mind the year that it is.
Just remember. You've heard of bird flu. It's on the news everywhere.
Is that what bird flu was?
I've been asked to tell you some bad news. Sesame Street's under lockdown. It's been put into quarantine. There's been an outbreak of big bird flu. The current body count is brought to you by the number 12. That was my lead. That was my big opener.
Okay. I love it.
It's not.
I think you should bring it back.
Not bad.
I have a question that's not related to that in any way.
Yeah.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
It was...
Let's go around the circle.
Let's do it.
It was a long time after that. It was 2 years after that.
Okay.
No.
It's not that long.
It was like the day before my 17th birthday.
Wait.
So 16.
What the fuck?
So, yeah. No, before my 18th birthday, I mean.
Oh, right.
So 17. Just say 17.
Just say 17.
The day before.
No, I want to be specific.
Okay.
What's her address?
I could tell you her old address, but I'm not going to.
Okay. No. What, in case listeners turn up and whoever's there now is having to deal with the filth coming
there's,
in.
There's different people living there now. They've closed down that brothel.
Is this racist? J.K. Simmons' Chinese cousin? J.K. Dim Simmons?
You could have just said his cousin from like South Melbourne, Mark.
Yeah. I think there's a bit more misdirection going on. It's a little more interesting. What? Is that, are they cries of ecstasy or?
I just did a cum.
wait. Okay, Harry Potter.
Okay.
You know what would be cool? A big open world Harry Potter game.
Yeah.
Where you just you can go anywhere in Hogwarts, you go into different classrooms and do missions and stuff. That would be
cool. like that bully game. Remember that bully game?
Yeah. But you're a wizard.
Yeah.
Okay.
How come they have they ever made like a Quidditch game? It just seems to me like that a good
there
game of that would be a no-brainer.
Quidditch level on the Game Boy game that I had, but it was real fucking shit.
Yeah.
But you just had to like, it was like you were just chasing a gold speck around the screen.
Yeah.
Quidditch is
kind of a lame sport to like, like those people who play, have you ever seen people who play real life Quidditch?
Oh, that's, I was going to bring that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it work?
I think they have a little drone these
Magic.
Days that is the Snitch. Oh. They have a drone that's the Snitch, and then the rest are just balls.
That's the only way it can
work. And there's
very
specific rules.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
I've heard other people who play it. I don't know what it's like. I don't know anything about it. I've never tried it. Move on.
It'd be really cool if they had, you remember those little things that were like fairies or superheroes, and you rip the cord and they just go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be great if that was the Snitch. Every game goes for cool 4 seconds.
Yeah. People just run into the cinder and smash into each other. Cares.
Who's the bigger loser out of that group? The person, you know, dressed as a wizard, running around fucking Faulkner Park on a pretend broomstick. Just
maybe
running
a real
around.
Broomstick.
Well, okay. No,
but it just doesn't
pretending
fly.
Pretending to fly.
Yeah.
Like running around going whoosh, trying to catch this thing. Or the person standing off to the side controlling the drone that is the golden Snitch.
Yeah.
I'd definitely rather be the drone guy and just deliberately fly it into them.
Fly it into oncoming traffic.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Gotta go get it.
You've read the books. You know how much of a dangerous game it is.
Oh, yeah.
Nox, big news. This is the biggest video game news we have this week, in case you haven't been able to tell that we're treading water by talking about Leslie Nielsen for 15 minutes.
Well, because everything's come out for the year, basically.
Yeah.
We've just kind of been treading water a little bit, like you say, so which is fun.
Yeah.
It's nice to...
I've had a great time so far.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this a lot.
Yes.
You've been selling games on eBay.
Yeah.
we're not to the point, what are we, like 8 eps in? And we're done talking about new video games that we're buying, and we've moved on to talking about games that we're now selling. We're going backwards in this podcast.
I need a bit of extra money. I've got to buy my team a new Quidditch outfit. So I have put a bunch of... I was at my parents' house and found a whole bunch of old games that some of them are worth nothing, and you just put them in like groups of 20 and sell them that way. But some of them are worth like a lot of money, which is crazy.
Like what?
Like
what system are we talking, first of all?
Okay, like all kinds, like some Mega Drive things, some PS1 things, some old Xbox games, the original one, that sort of stuff.
Just trying to guess what's in the pile. Ape Escape.
No Ape Escape.
That Twisted was on... Metal.
No Twisted Metal.
Carmageddon.
No Carmageddon.
I love you, Ben.
I'll tell you the one that I didn't think would be worth any money but is. There's a game called Legend of Dragoon. And I got that because I got it from England. And when we were over there, we were in like me and my brother were in a like a secondhand, like a cash converters type shop. And this guy comes up to us and goes, "Do you want to make some money?" And me and my brother were like maybe 11 and 9. And we went, "Yes, absolutely."
Oh.
We hadn't been taught well.
Why didn't you tell this at class, clown?
Sorry, I wasn't 17 when I lost my virginity. I completely... But no, so this guy comes up, he's like, I work here, we're trying to sell, we're making these images and stuff. We want to get people...
This is worse.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like ads, and we want to get people in the store like using some of the things. And there was this little karaoke machine, and he got me and my brother to pose with microphones like we were singing karaoke.
It was weird. The microphones are like soft and warm. You had to put them inside your mouth.
Nice he said, don't sing, just hum.
Nice to meet you, boys. The name's Terry. Terry Richardson.
You guys ever eaten at Subway? Because I got to...
Oh,
Oh boy.
But anyway, no, we just did normal microphones. Genuine karaoke machine.
Okay.
And we stood there and he took some photos of us with our pants down for a while. just normal photos. And he went like, all right, you can pick something that you want from the shop. That can be your payment. You can take like a game if you want. And there weren't really any good ones. So I got Legend of Dragoon, which I never ended up playing.
It's like a JRPG,
It's like Final Fantasy, but I remember not liking it, so I never really played it.
Boy, I would love it if we could track down these photos of it.
So the photo was in the newspaper, in one of the local newspapers.
It'll be in the archives then.
In England.
You can dig it up.
It was in Stockport, was the name of the town. I don't know the name of the newspaper, but it was a little cutout down the middle with me and my brother singing into karaoke machine. Anyway, that thing's worth like $80.
Yeah.
That game?
Yeah. I made $80 in the future from singing fake karaoke in a secondhand shop in England.
Right. We've got to start a Kickstarter to get us over to Stockport, go to their library and look at the archives and find this photo.
Maybe. We might have international listeners if anyone's here from Stockport.
The Stockport represent.
I've got family there.
Do you really?
I'll get those photos.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well,
you've got to find us the date of this.
Yeah. It would have been in 99. No, it would have been in 2001. Maybe?
Yeah, I meant just actually look up the date. Don't sit here and speculate. Yeah.
Well, I just want to narrow it down for people going through those huge, dangerous stacks of newspapers that fall on people and kill elderly women in their garages. Oh, you know, that's how 85% of elderly women die?
Being crushed by newspapers.
Specifically, that one issue with me in it, anyway.
2001?
Around then, 2000 or 2001.
Okay, never forget.
Never forget.
Oh, I wish I was dead.
So what else you got? Anything else of value? Just Legend of Dragoon.
Like some older things, like an old Zelda disc that came for free with the Wind Waker that had a bunch of other ones on it. And it's like some collector's edition thing that I just got for free, but now that's worth like $100.
Yeah, sick.
There's some, so you've got to go through, and I'll give you some hot eBay tips.
Okay.
You got to go through and obviously look up the thing you're selling first and look at what other people are selling it for. Yep. Some of them are crazy prices. But then, right, you do a whole bunch of different spellings in the description and all that sort of stuff. Yep. And then it makes it so because when
you. What do you mean?
Like when you're listing your own item, misspell it in the description.
When you buy something, it's good to misspell it because people misspell it putting it up and then you'll get a cheaper thing if you're looking for stuff on eBay.
So in your description of just the, you don't have to list it a bunch of times.
No, you just write the normal title, but then in the description it'll still search for those. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Maybe I'm just wasting my fucking time. But yeah, I put a whole bunch of stuff on and there was a little bit like it was kind of nice going through these things and being like, oh, I remember that.
Mm.
And there was a little bit in the back of my brain, like the little hoarder part that's like, maybe I'm gonna need crash dummies for the Mega Drive someday.
Yeah.
Maybe I should keep Afterburner 2. But it's all going and I'm clean and shop.
Yeah.
Why don't you try and sell some off to the listeners? What do you reckon?
Yeah, could do. I haven't put them all up yet, so there's...
Get a list of what you've got and see if any listeners want it.
Yeah, all right.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I found...
I'm amazed that you know that we have a Facebook page.
I know we have a Facebook page. Sometimes I get notifications that I ignore.
I found... A couple of years ago, I found my Sega and a bunch of old games. And put in like weeks of work trying to like actually fix it to make it work again.
Yeah.
And I just had a couple games and one of them was just called Basketball. Like it wasn't.
I love that. I miss that about the olden days.
Then you could just be basketball.
Here's golf.
Yeah.
And I put it in and it was literally like it was like an orange screen and then a shape that was kind of like a person in green. Like it had a bigger square for the head and then a line for the body, feet coming out and one arm like that.
Oh.
Like
sticking out like someone
right
doing an
angle
Egyptian
out of my body,
dance
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the ball was another square. The arm didn't move, but the ball would just jiggle between the arm and the floor.
Right.
And then you just walk up to the, like there's two players, you walk up to the hoop and you just press a button and the ball goes in.
That's basketball.
You got to do that more than the other person.
Yeah, man. That just sounds like even worse than like Pong. Sounds real bad.
10 times worse.
Nox, this game looks sick. This Legend of Dragoon game. Look at it. You're fighting a giant.
I remember
mantis.
It not being very fun, but maybe I was just a kid and stupid.
And
maybe
also, in this video I'm watching, the character's name is Dart.
Dart.
Pretty Aussie, mate.
Yeah.
Dart and Dart.
Oh, that's
titty.
Chased by a giant praying mantis.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Do you guys play Limbo?
Huh?
As
yeah, that like it was all silhouetty.
Oh. Yeah.
Not the...
yeah, the children's party game.
Boy,
yeah.
We are really reaching.
You guys ever played Spin the Bottle? I don't know.
Oh my God, we should play it now.
It'd be silly, but it's stupid.
What's your favourite game you've ever played, Demi?
Ooh. Skyrim.
Skyrim?
For
really?
Sure.
Wow. Yeah. So you've sunk weeks into Skyrim?
Yeah, like a lot of my life. It's upsetting.
Because, like, you sort of can't finish it, right?
No, not really. There's quests, I think people just, like, they give you the same quest, but they're a different person. But there's, like, much right. I haven't done, and I just don't want to finish the main quest until I'm good and ready.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay. Holding back. Mm. What do you guys got? You got any Fallout 4 updates, or you just chipping away?
I definitely finished the main story now. Last week we spoke a bit about it, and I wasn't 100% sure, because there's kind of a point that you can get to where you're like, oh, well, that's the logical end to this. But then there's a bunch of, like, more things you can do to kind of properly finish it.
Right.
So I've done that. Like, I got to the point where I got, like, an ending cinematic thing.
Yep.
So it's like, okay, cool. And then I've started playing again, and this time I'm a woman. That's interesting.
Is the woman better or worse?
Better.
Oh, boy.
Definitely not in general.
That bit is going to get taken out.
The woman as a concept. Is the female better? No, it's like because the male I'm playing is the man, and he's kind of a bad actor sometimes.
Yeah. The female voice actor is heaps better.
Okay. I could give you a list of 13 female voice actors that would be better.
They've got to apply to be a voice. Anyway, so you've finished that. So are you, yeah. and are you doing the same stuff again as a woman or different?
No, I'm going to go different. I'm going to, because, the first time through I picked a particular path with certain factions, and this time I'm going to do different ones and see what happens.
Well, like go shopping.
Yes!
You're going to fight people with your boobs? What?
Oh, yes. But yeah, I'm just kind of generally taking a different path, like going different places, going to places different ways. And because it's basically Skyrim for the post-apocalypse, so you can just play it forever.
Really?
Yeah,
you'd really like
it. I
need
to get it.
It's the same developer.
But does that mean I have to get a PS4 as well?
Yeah.
I'm going to drop so much money today.
Or if you've got a good computer, it will work on that.
Can't play anything on a Mac.
Yeah. And if you haven't played Fallout 3, that'll be available on the older consoles. Give that a go. It's very similar.
Oh my God.
It's Skyrim with a different...
Are you getting your video game news from this podcast?
I'm getting my video game boner from this podcast.
What about you, Noxy? Where you at?
I did two things, actually, because I was at my parents' house sorting through all the stuff. I played some Spyro.
Oh, yeah.
I never played Spyro.
I played the demo.
Sat there in my little undies. Christmas morning playing some Spyro.
Yep.
That's great. Spyro gives me memories of, this might give you a look into my childhood, but my mum took me to the pub a lot. And, you know, just the games that are stuck in the pub.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much Spyro.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuck in the pub. What do you mean?
Like in the wall. There's like a little cabinet there with Nintendo 64 or PlayStation or whatever.
Screens. And they've got the controllers coming out of the side.
Mm. Ah, right.
I used to do that too. My parents would take me to restaurants. And no, there was this place called the Dava Hotel, which was a pub. And we'd go there pretty often.
Yeah.
They had Mega Drives and stuff plugged in. I can't remember any of what the games were that
I
played.
Yeah, I remember doing that. There was a similar place, like an RSL-y kind of place. And I played Spy vs. Spy on the NES.
That is such a great game.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Tommy just got his video game.
Are you ready to go flaccid again? Do you know what the fuck's happened to Spyro since then?
Did
any of you ever play Spyro back in the day? It was I really liked it. It was fun.
Yes,
I thought it was good.
I did on the PS1.
He was just a cool little dragon with attitude, man. Yeah. He was voiced by SpongeBob. The guy who does SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. Tom Kenny!
Yeah, which is really weird, like hearing him go like, he doesn't do the voice, but he does a different Spyro voice.
Yeah.
Anyway. I watched like this video. I looked up this YouTube video of like the Spyro games after that to see like, I wonder if any of them are worth like looking into.
Mm.
Fuck no. Mm. They made him this weird, gross looking, ugly little dragon who's like this fuck looking weirdo. Mm. And now it's all that Skylanders stuff, which is the little toys.
It's a spin-off of which is now just its own thing. It's so big.
Yeah. It's apparently massive. Like whenever you're in like a Target or whatever, they've got these huge setups in the toy section.
Well, it's responsible for Nintendo doing all the amiibo stuff.
Yeah.
Now. Like, it's what kicked that off of like, hey, this can be a real cash cow if you hide stuff behind a little figurine play wall.
Yeah.
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 And I made a Mario Maker level a few weeks ago that I've forgotten about.
Oh, yeah.
And went and looked and saw if anyone had played that. And two people have finished it. Mm. Only one of them gave it a like. One of them thought it was shit, but he finished it anyway.
What was your theme? What was your general
vibe? I made like you had to get the little bomb guys and use them to break walls, and they're with cannons above you moving back and forth shooting bombs and stuff down at you. It was pretty hard, but I thought it was cool. Maybe I'll put a code up in the episode description. I'll look up the code.
Maybe you should. Yeah. I doubt you will though.
I will. I'll put a fucking don't worry, guys. You can go in on this level.
I wanted to share a couple of pieces of video game folklore that I find quite interesting.
Okay.
Because I've done nothing new video games wise, so I thought this is a story I read recently that I am fascinated by. So Shigeru Miyamoto, the creator of Mario, who's kind of head honcho at Nintendo, mm-hmm. he's kind of renowned for like anytime a game is happening that's not directly under his watch, but he's like, because you know Nintendo kind of farm they have all their kind of offshoot guys now that work with them, and they'll farm a lot of their kind of like the Donkey Kong games now are made by a different studio, but they're still a Nintendo character, so they have to have some kind of overview of it. Shigeru Miyamoto will come around, and he's kind of famous for like, he'll look at a thing and go, get rid of that or put that in. And the people making these games don't always agree with him. Like, they're kind of like, oh man, that's kind of a, really? Like, that's going to change it completely. Mm. But then they just do it because he's like the king of video games.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the game ends up getting great reviews, and they're like, oh, well, he was right. Like, he just has that like Midas touch of games. So on the GameCube, when Rare was still working for Nintendo, they were working on a game at the time called Dinosaur Planet that was like going to be kind of this big RPG. It was kind of looking very similar to the Zelda games. Like, I remember at the time seeing like videos and photos of it and stuff. It looked really cool.
Yeah.
Shigeru Miyamoto comes along and has a look at it and goes, yeah, you know what this needs? The characters from Star Fox. Put them in it. And Rare are like, oh, that's kind of not really what we were going for. And he's like, yeah, that wolf in the back, that looks like bloody Star Fox. Get him in there.
Yeah.
Get the little rabbit in there. Get the pain in the ass frog. Get him in there. Make them characters, and then just put one level where you fly a ship around.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they like were really going back and forth with him about it, and they really didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And they then get forced into doing it. And so the game is called Star Fox Adventures. Cut to it coming out and everyone fucking hates it.
Yeah.
Like, it gets pretty bad reviews. It's sort of like, what is this? Like, it's called Star Fox, but there's no flying. You're just walking around talking to dinosaurs and finding swords and shit. This is like not a Star Fox game. And then apparently, Shigeru came back to them and was like, yeah, my bad. And that was like kind of the end of Rare's relationship with Nintendo.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of it was them, but like,
that'd be
Star Fox took a real hit as well.
That just sounds fucking annoying, though. That does sound annoying to be in the middle of something that comes up. He's like, what if they were all like little cute little cuddly animals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
Why does he have that accent?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to do his real accent.
Hey, I'm making Mario here.
Oh. What are you? Oh, he's like a plumber. Oh. I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. You do it. Yeah, but I always wonder with those like visionary people.
Yeah,
like him, or like George Lucas or someone like that. How much they are actually responsible for the success of the thing that they are renowned for coming up with?
Well, I think in Lucas's case, you can see now that it's like he kind of fluked it, didn't he?
Yeah,
to begin with, for sure.
Because he then had to prove it again.
Yeah, he came up with a story and then got better people to write the script and direct it.
Like,
it's like anyone can have a.
And
good
then
story.
When he was directing the prequels, everyone was like, "Ooh."
But I think it was like when he did those first films. It's like it's in the 70s, so sci-fi stuff wasn't as prevalent, and it was kind of like the first sort of thing like that, where it was just like you can put the most two-dimensional world up, and the fact that it's set in space in a different world is like so mind-boggling.
Yep.
But by the time those prequels came along, it's having to compete with a million other things that are so richly realized, and it kind of held it up for what
also
it was.
I remember I watched like a documentary fairly recently about the first one, and Spielberg is just hanging around set all like the whole time, just like popping in tips and popping
in
advice.
Put ET in there.
what if Luke Skywalker was Star Fox?
but I reckon that's one of the cases where having someone genuinely good giving some advice clearly helped the originals.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, he seems like the sort of person who needs to be limited a little as well, because when he's allowed to do whatever he wants, he does everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
And well, so I wonder how much, because like Miyamoto hasn't actually been responsible for making the things since like the original Mario games.
Miyamoto,
right?
I think with the when they do a big Mario game, he's the guy overseeing the bulk of it. So it's still I still think he has runs on the board. But like imagine you're working on this thing and slaving your ass off on it. And Dinosaur Planet was like a big game. Like there was a lot going on in it and being told put fucking Slippy the Frog in there as a character. That annoying thing in Twilight Wars. It was going, ah, gee, I don't know.
My glasses.
Just real quick to bring it back, but isn't Monkey Island like a LucasArts thing?
Yeah,
technically,
yeah.
But like, they were just like a studio within it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
that was like this guy Tim Schafer.
It was kind of like an auteur
and,
guy, like
Rob Gilbert. Yeah. I think his name is.
Oh yeah, Gilbert.
Ron Gilbert. Ron Gilbert is the Monkey Island guy. And yeah, they made like all those early like adventure games that were really good.
Yeah,
like, pretty funny.
Yeah, Monkey
really
all
funny.
The Monkey Island games, Day of the Tentacle, Sam and Max Hit the Road.
Yeah.
Maybe in my top five all-time favorite video games.
Yeah.
Full Throttle, which was I think one of the last ones that they did.
We were talking this last week with
Ben
as well.
They also did Indiana Jones.
He was talking about Grim Fandango as well, which I still have never really gotten around to, but
I've never played, but people obsess over it.
Yeah. There's an updated version of that as well, which is why they're doing this Day of the Tentacle one too, I think. Anyway.
No, it's okay.
No, you go.
This is a whole nother thing.
Go.
Do you guys have, off the top of your head, can you say like what your most hated, like really annoying side character in a game is?
Ooh. Great question.
Fuck.
Yeah, people were really down on Slippy the Frog. I remember back in the
I don't know what Slippy the Frog is.
So, you know, have you played any of the Star Fox games?
No, I don't know what that is.
You're in a, it's like a, you're a little, you're flying around a little spaceship and it's like, it's on rails. So you're just always going straight ahead. You can't veer around. But then like little enemies are coming at you, having to shoot them down. Mm. So it's like third person perspective in a little ship.
Yeah.
And you're Star Fox, your little fox guy flying your plane. But there's a crew of four of you. There's a falcon called Falco.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. That's up there with Rattus the Rat.
Yeah.
In terms of lazy naming.
And then they went Medigliana.
Well, then you've got Peppy the Rabbit. I think his name's Peppy.
Peppy, yeah.
And then you got Slippy the Frog. Yeah. So you're like, but they're your little...
He sounds great.
They're flying around with you. And Slippy the Frog. They're flying around with you and there's bits in Lilac Wars where like one of them will come under attack and if you don't kind of... you know, shoot the enemies down and save them, that kind of changes the course of the game.
Yeah.
Like the course of the game gets altered by which of your little mates that you save. Yeah. But so part of the game is as you're flying around, they'll kind of pop up on screen and like they'll all talk to you. They're like you're in radio contact with them as you're flying around the levels.
Yeah.
And all the others sound normal and Slippy's just this whiny little fuck who's constantly getting gunned down and like always in trouble. And I remember people at the time hating him. But I like him. I find him really charming and he's kind of cute. He's kind of silly.
Is Slippy a man or a woman?
I think he's a man.
I think Slippy's a woman. I don't know.
Okay.
Tell the truth.
Slippy.
Also, why
it's
is
a frog.
He...
Are frogs hermaphrodites? Am I imagining that? Yeah, I think they are.
Are they? I think
I think some frogs lay eggs and some of them come on the eggs.
But either of them can do either. You could go off and be a bloke and come on the eggs.
Come on a different egg.
You think of snails?
Snails as well.
Snails as well, but I think frogs are like fish and they can change. I think we're coming off as the biggest dumb
country. Yeah,
I think we definitely are.
My question with Slippy is, why is someone who is clearly incapable of dogfighting combat,
how do you get
why
into
is he
the
going
team?
Out with them? Yeah. Why aren't they going, ah, you know what, sit this one out.
Yep.
You know, Slippy 3 is probably enough for this mission. We'll
That'll be great on the Wii U one if it's like,
that's
like, there's just three of you. And then side missions are you play as Slippy, like just down at the shops, getting tea for the break room.
Making coffee, but just like slipping and spilling it.
Laying eggs into the coffee and then coming on the eggs in the coffee.
Sounds good. I always hated David Cross's character in one of the Grand Theft Auto games.
Oh.
It was just real shitty and whiny. And it also was tied to this horrible mission where you had to fly a remote control plane. And it was just so frustrating. I just
had
to play it over and over and over again. And I will never watch Mr. Show again.
Huh, okay.
You know what? I got pretty sick of some of the shit that they give you in Fallout 4, those companions.
Yeah.
But so, it's real annoying. Like, they'll just get in, they'll stand in a doorway, just be like, sup, man? You're like, I need to go through this door, please. And like, fuck off. Not a chance. No
the
way.
Your son in GTA 4? Michael's kid is real annoying.
Yep.
And his
Jimmy?
Dialogue's real. And anytime someone would come in and see me, that classic thing that we've talked about where when dialogue in games is really bad and someone comes in and finds you playing it and you're like, you're just embarrassed to be seen playing it.
Yeah. None of that in Skyrim, fellas.
Nah.
I used to be an adventurer like you until I took an arrow to the knee.
Did you ever play Borderlands 2?
No.
I got like a level into that, and your little robot sidekick in that is that classic thing of like, which I've noticed Fallout 4 has a bit of.
Yeah.
Kind of little robot sidekick who's like, oh, gee, we're like British and really like kind of over enunciating and a little bit too.
Well, there was Dinklage in Destiny and they got rid of him.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's so brutal.
Yeah. I liked him.
In Metal Gear Solid 5, when I was playing that, there's this guy who's like always in radio contact with you called Kaz, which is short for Kazuhira, if you want to know. You're a fucking idiot. But I.
Jesus.
I don't know why I did
Christ.
That. Just learn a little bit about culture, please.
I liked it. Do more of it, please.
But anyway.
I actually thought his name was Kaz. Like, hey, Kaz.
His name is Kaz. And whenever you. Like, a huge part of the thing is like kidnapping people off of the battlefield, and you strap this balloon onto them. And then they fly away. And it's really funny.
The Fulton?
Yeah, Fultoning. Yeah. Like in Batman, like in The Dark Knight, when he gets taken away in the balloon. Anyway, you do it. You have to do it really, really often. And every maybe three times, you'll go like, you're bringing him? And he like, it's this really weird, like bitchy way that he says. He goes like, you're bringing him too? I'm like, nah, man, I can see his stats and stuff. Like, he's good. Yeah. He's better than you. You don't help at all.
Yeah.
And every fucking time. Oh, he was annoying.
Do you have a most hated Demi?
I've only played Ocarina of Time, but fucking Navi. Oh,
yeah.
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
I swear to fucking God, I wish there was a way to play it without it. It's just the worst.
Turn the sound off.
Oh,
it's weird when stuff slips in games that's kind of really annoying. That's like, I feel like the playtester has gone around and just tested for like all the technical bugs and stuff. No one has gone, is there anything in this that is just really annoying to the casual gamer? Yeah.
In the one from 4 or 5 years ago, I've talked about this before in this podcast, but I hated Skyward Sword, which is like the most recent, recent one, but
which
like was 4 or 5 years ago.
Wasn't Majora's Mask after that?
They re-released Majora's Mask recently.
Oh, that's what
Majora's
thinking
Mask
of
was after Ocarina of Time.
But you have like basically your fairy replacement is the sword can speak. And every time you walk into a new room, the sword thing will go like, hey, that wall over there looks like you could blow that up with a bomb, I reckon.
Mm.
But that'll take like 10 pages to say. And it's like, yeah, I know. It's just every other bomb wall that I've blown up, there's been
10. There's a big crack in it. Yeah.
I've just gotten the bombs. Like, I know I'm going to have to do this. And the sword's like, hey, helpful little bit of advice.
This is a good one to throw out in the filth.
Yeah.
Most hated video game sidekicks.
Yeah.
What are your favorites? What do you like?
Yeah.
Tails, I love. I loved Tails back in the day. I thought that was
That's because
cool
he just does nothing. Tails just doesn't.
I just thought the character was.
It took me
really
forever
cool
to figure out. So you know Tails' real name?
Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know his full name? Miles Prower?
Mm.
Miles per hour.
Oh. Yeah.
How about that? I never knew that. It always say like Miles and then like Tails in the quotey things and then Prower.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
I thought he just had a weird name for some reason. I thought it was just, oh yeah, okay, sounds like he's a businessman.
Well, you feel bad for working that out when you did. If it weren't for Adam Knox, I wouldn't have known it at all.
I don't understand why all right.
I want to talk about something. Actually, speaking of Sega, let's close up on this. This is something I've been wanting to bring up on the show for a while that I think I'm certainly going to make an effort to go and play it as a bit of homework. It's a game that I'm fascinated by. It's an old RPG that was made for the Sega Dreamcast called Sega Ga Ga Ga. And in it, you are a video game developer who's been recruited by Sega to make a game to help the Dreamcast
not
because
die.
It's been a financial ruin.
That's great.
So yeah, I'll just read it off the Wikipedia because that's going to sum it up better than I did. Sega Ga's storyline parodies the commercially unsuccessful Dreamcast console. The player is recruited by Sega in a last-ditch effort to stop the evil Dogma Company from taking over the console market. The game, interspersed with animated cutscenes, features numerous cameos by Sega characters and games as well as a variety of gameplay styles. So it's a game where like you have to go and like meet Sonic and convince him to come do another game for Sega to help the Dreamcast not fail and for Sega not to go into bankruptcy.
That's cool.
It sounds incredible. And like there's apparently the guy who came up with the idea, Tez Okano, he went into Sega and pitches it and you know, they're like, okay. And then he hears nothing for like 6 months or whatever. And he comes back and goes, hey, what's going on? Can I have money to make this game? And they go, we thought you were joking. And he goes, no, I was serious. I want to make it. And they go, okay, here's the money.
Fuck.
What a turnaround for something that previously was like so silly that you couldn't possibly believe. No sane person could think that it was a real thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a few mil to just carve it out.
Fuck.
That sounds great. If they went, like, I'm assuming they probably don't, but if they went to like the full level of like Sonic's an alcoholic and he's like, or he's a drug addict, then you need, he needs the money really badly. Yeah. For
if they did it really seriously, that would be amazing. Yeah. Like if it wasn't like a jokey, he was an alcoholic thing.
Well, those are the best jokes as well, is when you, when they're serious. I don't want to explain jokes to you. The like, there's this game that I've never played, but I really want to. There was a game on the Mega Drive that was a basketball game called Charles Barkley Shut Up and Jam.
Yes, I remember
that. And so there's a game that was made a few years ago, like 2 or 3 years ago, that's called Charles Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden. And it's a RPG set in the Space Jam universe that's post-apocalypse because Michael Jordan did a slam dunk that was too powerful. And it's called like the ultimate dunk or something. And Charles Barkley's like with this resistance who's fighting against Michael Jordan, who's like this overlord now.
Fuck.
And you've got to go through and fight Michael Jordan with the power of basketball.
What about Shaq Fu? Do you remember Shaq Fu?
Yes. I remember not. I said that wrong and I couldn't figure out how to end that sentence.
You don't remember
properly.
How to talk.
Yeah. I remember lots of people making jokes about it, but I've never played it.
It's a fighting game where you play as Shaquille O'Neal.
Fuck, I'm man. Shaquille O'Neal, he was the Demi Lardner of his day where he would do anything if you asked. Where like the fucking that movie where he's like the basketball genie.
Yeah.
Kazam was amazing.
Yeah. I don't understand why Shaq wasn't the one in fucking Space Jam.
Well, he's not as good at basketball as Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but Michael Jordan's not as much of a cunt.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, Shaq isn't as much of a cunt. I've said that wrong. I've slandered the wrong man.
Well, that's probably why he needed Space Jam. So
yeah.
Think he was a cunt.
Yeah.
Did you guys, can I, do you have more to say about this thing?
I do, but we can veer off and then I'll come back to it.
All right. I just want to, just because I've just remembered this.
Yes.
I remember I had a computer that it was like the house computer. It was when I was way littler. And it had just games that were sort of already on there. There was this one weird one where you had to gamble. You raced like alien horses and you had to gamble on them. I think it was very damaging. But there was this other game that I found that I have never heard of again. I've never Googled it and I really want to. It's called Retarded Goat Hunter.
Okay. No way.
Yes. I'm hopping on the old Google machine.
And it had like...
So
I swear
wait,
to God,
are, you a,
like,
are you a hunter that's hunting retarded goats?
You're a guy who's a carrot. You have a gun, and there's these goats that are falling from the sky that have diseases, and all you do is like go down to the level where the goats are and just shoot them, like shoot the fuck out of them. They explode into like little pieces of meat, like little shanks and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're in burger land, so there's just burgers around you. And these
what?
You have to, yep, this is it.
Oh wow,
that's it.
You look like a carrot.
Yeah, you are a carrot, and these are the retarded goats.
Wow, they don't look. Retarded.
Well, it's called Retarded Goat Hunter.
You've been trampled, try again.
But is it just like, is it just saying, is that like a replacement for Crazy Goat Hunter, but it's from like 1994 or whatever, so they're allowed to say Retarded Goat Hunter?
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like...
What's the alternative?
Yeah,
it's like goats are constantly falling on you. You just have to shoot them until you get squished by one.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's kind of cool character design and graphics and stuff.
I played it for hours and hours and hours, but... It never really occurred to me how fucked it was.
That's really fucked.
The video of it on YouTube that I found has 266 views.
Oh.
And
why am I even
uploading this video, or why did I even record this? I don't even know.
Found
on some old compilation CD, the only trace of that game I can find online is a different flat.
Yeah.
And this was like a formative thing for you.
Yeah,
this is like when you find out about those people who like they weren't allowed to watch any channel except for ABC or like Family Home Videos.
Yeah.
And that's like how they develop their social skills or don't manage to develop them.
Well, I had just like all I owned was hand-me-downs and stuff, so I didn't get video games bought for me.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, play this fucked thing on the computer that was already there from
so either this. Or learn to spin a knife.
Spin a knife.
There's a link to download this, so we'll put that on the Facebook and Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
Just to go back to Sega,
Yeah.
So he makes it, and Sega come back to him with on the initial version with a list of 300 issues in the game that need
Jesus.
Attention. He fixes 100 of them, and then just puts it out.
Oh wow.
So Okano marketed the game himself. Sega gave him a budget of about $200 to do that. He spent more than half of the money on a wrestling mask to hide his identity, setting up signing events in four locations in Akihabara, rewarding fans who visited all of them. He was assisted by public relations head Tadashi Takazaki and Taku Sashisara of Sega AM3, who got a full newspaper story for the game and increased its popularity. Sales of the game were initially high, leading to a store release and later a budget version.
Is there like a translated version of this?
I would think so, maybe. Like, it's. I'm going to look around and try and play through as much as I can.
Yeah. I thought you meant of Tommy reading out that article. Like, I can read it again if you want.
can we get that in non-dumb kind of voice? Well, that's some stuff for us to let's see who can get the highest score on Retarded Goat Hunter before next week. send us your most hated video game sidekicks.
Yes.
And stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have an email, right? We should start taking emails and questions and stuff.
Yeah, we'll read them out. We'll talk about them. It's filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com.
It's filthycasuals.pod.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep, I set it up. And I set it out.
Demi at Demi Lardner.
At Demi Lardner on Twitter.
Anything else you'd like? You got a bunch of podcasts at the moment?
I have one podcast at the moment.
Okay.
And another one coming out. Let's not talk about it in case I'm too much of a dumb cunt to actually release it.
Okay, you got one with Bart Freeband.
I have a podcast with Bart Freeband called We Are Not Doctors, where we'll give you terrible advice.
And people get to call in and leave voice messages, right?
Yeah, you can leave a voice message on the website, wearenotdoctors.com. It's good.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's sick.
Cool. Yeah, check out us on Facebook. We're on Twitter, Filthy Cash Pod,
yep.
C-A-S Pod. Yeah, keep honking that review button. Keep giving us the likes. Send us your emails. And we'll see you next week. Good evening, video games!
Fuck.
Have a different ending.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.